Shore Motor Company, just south of the square in beautiful Clarinda.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's 30 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, Monday morning, June 15th, and 72 at our studios. And I have the opportunity and pleasure this morning to visit with Fletcher Sunderman about the upcoming 4th of July celebration in Newmarket. Fletcher, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, Fletcher?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. It's a beautiful Monday morning.
It is an absolutely beautiful morning, that's for sure. How are things in Newmarket? Any damage, any storm damage? How much rain did you get? Tell me, give me an assessment, Fletcher.
Way too much rain, but as far as the rest of the storms are concerned, we've fared very well. We just needed to stop raining so our crops can start looking pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, Fletcher, tell me what your role with the 4th of July celebration is there in Newmarket.
So I am the president of the celebration committee there. We're the celebration committee is what actually puts on a plan and does the 4th of July. It is a full community event, so we're not the main ones putting it on. Don't want it to sound like that. We're just the planning organization that basically puts all the ducks in a row.
You bet.
And I'm the president of that.
You know, the Newmarket 4th of July celebration, traditionally, you punch way above your weight class with that. I mean, you guys do it right in Newmarket, don't you, for 4th of July?
We try to. We definitely. That is our goal every year.
So this year is kind of a special one, being 250. Anything extra special this year? Or tell me what's going on this year, Fletcher.
Yeah, so majority of what we're doing is going to be the same as every other year. However, though, there's a few things that we are changing up, specifically for some kids' events. We have a lot of giveaways that we're having for kids to commemorate the 250th. We've got several little events like that. I think one of them might be a scavenger hunt around town, searching for little painted rocks, things like that. There's a lot of things that we're trying to do for the kids, help them commemorate this and make it memorable for them.
All right.
But the big one that we have as far as adult activities is we have added a new event, and this is the Newmarket Area Museum is the one hosting it. They're the ones doing it. And that is on Sunday night, June 28th. So it's actually before the 4th of July. That's
okay.
Sunday night. They are hosting a cemetery walk at Memory Cemetery. We're very excited about this activity. I think it's going to be a great one for the community and for the 250th. And what it is I think they have 8 different veterans that are buried in that cemetery that participated in 8 different wars. And I don't want to speak out of turn. I'm not all that well-versed in what they all are. I'm pretty sure it's 8 people,
mm-hmm.
8 different wars. And several of these people, the presenters, are going to be actually family members of them. Not all, I don't think, but several of them will be. That is an event that is open to the public. I highly recommend anybody who is interested in history and just wants to learn a little bit about it, come check it out. It's going to be from 5 to 7 o'clock on the night of Sunday, June 28th. And that's just going to be going over the lives and the story of these veterans and what they went through and how their life all played out after their time in service.
Is that a ticketed event, or is that just come and show up and enjoy?
Just come and show up. Everything for the Newmarket 4th of July celebration is free. You do not need a ticket for any of it.
Wow.
Just come on in. It runs from 5 to 7 p.m., and I believe it is a kind of a come-and-go type of thing. I think they're going to have different stations at each grave site, and they're going to have little tour guides that's going to take you from point A to point B. So I think if you're not quite there at 5, there's going to be another opportunity to hop in and see it all.
Very cool.
That'll be pretty accommodating. We're pretty excited about that one.
You're going to make it work, Fletcher, is what I'm hearing. You're going to make it work for people. So that's very
exactly
cool.
Exactly. Correct. Yes, sir.
So if you don't mind, Fletcher, so let's just run through the schedule events. And like you said, it starts Sunday, June 28th. This is a multi-day event. It's not just 4th of July. It's the whole, I mean, you got several days here, so let's run through the schedule events, if you would, for Sunday, June 28th, and then we'll just work our way through there.
Yes, sir. Yeah, starting on Sunday morning, June 28th, we have a community church service at the Minor Pavilion, and that is going to be followed up by the Taylor County Cattlemen are going to be serving lunch there at the Minor Pavilion.
Okay.
Shortly after that, there's going to be an antique tractor pull. That is the organization, Southwest Iowa Antique Tractor Pull Association. You've probably seen them in various around the area. They're going to be coming in, putting on a tractor pull. And then later that evening from 5 to 7 p.m. is going to be that cemetery walk that I just spoke about.
You know, I just have to say, cattleman's lunch, when I see the cattleman somewhere, I always kind of gravitate toward that area. I just got to be honest with you, Fletcher. So
yes, sir. They do a great job. They do it right.
Yes, they do. So anything else taking place on Sunday, June 28th?
Nope, that'll be all.
Okay.
We're really trying to focus on helping that museum go, that museum event go over well. So. Like I said, I highly recommend everyone come check that out. I'm very excited about that one.
Yeah, mark that down. That's new this year on Sunday, June 28th from 5 until 7, the memory walk at the cemetery. That's going to be cool. So then we go to Friday, July 3rd. What's going on Friday?
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of the same stuff we've done in the past. For here, we're going to kick it off at 1:30 p.m. on Friday. That is going to be a pitch and cribbage tournament at the community building. And then at 2 p.m., we're going to start in with a pie judging contest. So you can follow us on Facebook, and there's been flyers passed out as well as shared on Facebook about the rules regarding that pie judging.
Okay.
So if anyone would like to enter a pie, feel free, check that out on Facebook, find the rules. We really love this event. Several years ago, it's great stories with it. So if you've ever seen, if you know anybody on the celebration committee, ask them sometimes. Great stories revolving around this pie auction and the pie judging and the pie auction. But great event. A lot of times we'll have 20 to 30 pies, and we will actually auction those off at 7 p.m. that night.
Oh.
So bring your checkbooks. Be prepared to buy some of the best pies you're going to find in the area.
You bet. Absolutely. Support that event.
Also, at 5 p.m. that night, we're going to have a sand volleyball tournament. That's at our sand volleyball court, which is behind the Minor Pavilion. And then at 6 p.m., the Women Who Care group is going to be hosting a potluck supper. And then at 7:30, we're going to have a draft horse pull. And we are also, a new event this year is we're going to have a bag, cornhole, whatever name you want to give it. We're going to have a tournament for that. So if there's any bags players out there, come to the Minor Pavilion, 7:30 on Friday, July 3rd. We're going to have a tournament there. And then at 8 p.m., Wicked Wendy's is the bar and grill there on Main Street, New Market. They are hosting a street dance going on 8 p.m.
Very cool. You know, there's something that's just cool about a big draft horse, in my opinion, Fletcher.
Yes. They are incredible creatures. I was never raised around horses, not a huge horse fan, but I am in absolute awe. Every single time I see those creatures just working in tandem, and it's
awesome.
It's incredible.
So you got starting at 1:30. Then you have events going well into the evening. Then on Friday, July 3rd. Now are all those are all free events, so they're not ticketed. I don't need to purchase tickets in advance. I just show up.
Yeah. So it's going to be free to do all of the above. The sand volleyball tournament. If you want a team, I believe there is a small entry fee for that.
Okay.
Potluck is free. Pie auction clear. If you want to buy a pie, you're going to pay for that. Draft horse pull is free to watch. And then the street dance, I'm guessing there is some sort of a cover charge for that.
Okay.
But that's done by Wicked Wendy's.
I
just know we're having it. I'm not sure what exactly the terms on that are.
Show up and enjoy. That's what you need to do. Show up and enjoy with that one. So that's
exactly correct.
Friday, July 3rd. Okay, the big day. Saturday, July 4th. And how cool is it that it fell on a Saturday this year? That's pretty neat. So Saturday, July 4th.
Really cool.
Tell me what's going on.
We are expecting big crowds. Saturdays are always some of our hit or miss. It just kind of depends. Weekends are always all over the place. But we are expecting some pretty big crowds this year. So we're gearing up for it at least.
Good deal. So what's going on Saturday? Walk me through the schedule on Saturday.
Yeah. The morning of July 4th. The Women Who Care, the same ladies who hosted the potluck supper the night before, they are going to be having a community pancake feed that morning. It runs from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Delicious stuff. I highly recommend everyone come in. This is a free will donation is all it is. So, again, you don't have to pay for it. Just come on in, eat. We will accept free will donations. And their funds, I'm not sure what their fundraising is for right now. In the past, all of their funds have been going to the city park, and they just got done. If anyone's been to Newmarket, You'll see that about 2-3 years ago, there was a big brand new playground put up that was done by many organizations, one of which being the Women Who Care, spearheaded that.
Okay.
That's what that is. And then at 7 a.m., there's also the sign-up is going to start, and the run starts at 8 a.m. That is for the minor 5K. And we did change up the route this time. We first past 10, 12 years, we've been doing the same route. This year, we wanted to try something different. And this is actually going to be a run through Newmarket, showcasing some of the other community improvements that we've done over the years, give everybody a little more shade. We're excited about that new route as well.
Okay.
So, if anybody's done the 5K before, make sure you come on out, check it out this time, and you'll get a brand new experience.
There you go. 7 a.m. sign up, and the race starts at 8 a.m. Are you ready to go for that, Fletcher? Are you going?
I am not. I left my running days back in high school. So
I understand. Wow. So, but
I'm a few decades removed from that now.
As am I. Totally understand, Fletcher. I totally understand. So there you go. All right. So that's at 7 a.m. again, the run at 8 a.m. And then what else do we have going on?
Yeah, going on that morning at 7 a.m. starts the registration. The races start at 8:30 a.m. That is the ATV Horseshoe Drag Race. They're going to be fast. They're going to be loud. There's going to be lots of different classes. Anybody who likes those, come on out, check them out. Those will also be free to be a spectator. If you want to participate, there will be a small entry fee. But to spectate, everything's free.
Okay.
And then running from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., ending right before the parade, we're going to have an antique car, truck, engine, and tractor show. That's also free to participate in. If you got something you're proud of, bring it on out. Let everybody look at it. And then if you're just an enthusiast of antique stuff, come check that out as well. The Newmarket Area Museum will also be open at that time as well. They're going to be right next to each other. So if you're a lover of all things history and antiques, come check out both things. Highly recommend both of them. They're wonderful events. And then at 1 p.m., we're going to be having the parade. It's a huge parade, and our theme this year is going to be celebrating 250 years of freedom.
You bet.
We will have bingo at the pavilion going on after the parade. And then at 2 p.m., we're going to have the Northwest Missouri Truck and Tractor Pullers come in, and they're putting on a big tractor pull all afternoon. That is going to be followed up, not really followed up, but during all that is, we're going to have a lot of kids events going on. The normal kids events are we have a bounce house that's going on up there.
Yeah.
At 2:30, we have a kids-sanctioned pedal pull that starts. At 4 p.m., we have Newmarket Fire Department host the kids' water fight. And then at 5 p.m., we have $750 worth of coins that we spread out on the track.
Oh, cool.
But kids come in, grab them all in. They look like little vacuum cleaners. And then hopefully they go up and spend it all up in the park.
You betcha.
Additionally, this year, like I said, that's when we focused most of our stuff on is children's events for the 250th. We've got several community members who have really taken this part, and they have done a terrific job of running with it. We are very proud of that and very, very happy with the job that we have done there. Hopefully the kids like it. Those are going to be going on throughout the day. As always, check out Facebook. You're going to be seeing announcements on those things, updates. They'll all be on Facebook. That's going to be our main way of communicating with the public. It's on Facebook at Celebrate Newmarket.
Celebrate Newmarket is the face what I would search for on Facebook?
Yes. Okay. Celebrate Newmarket.
All right. Okay.
And then local, known, everybody in the area knows Sarah Davison. I believe she graduated from South Page. Local girl, she is coming back. We had her several years ago. We are proud to bring her back this year. And her band, High Road, so it'll be Sarah Davison and High Road are going to be putting on the concert in the park there at 7:30 p.m. that night. And then after they are done, we are going to start the flag retirement ceremony. And if anybody hasn't been to Newmarket, this flag retirement ceremony, we really, truly do feel the weight of what our past veterans have laid on the line and how we are here where we are.
Yeah.
And we really try to honor that the best we can. We've got some good programs going on that we're working on putting together, and we think it's going to be a real special time to just really put a nice finishing touch on the entire day and really honor what we are celebrating.
You know, Fletcher, one of the things, Fletcher Sunderman with me, by the way, visiting about the upcoming 4th of July celebration. It's a multi-day event. It's not just the day of. But one of the cool things about where we live that to me anyway, Fletcher, I'm a pretty simple guy here in Southwest Iowa that I really like is that there's no ifs, ands, or buts and no bones about it. We honor our veterans and we're happy and proud to do so. And I just absolutely love that, to be honest with you. I think it's awesome.
We agree. It's pretty awe-inspiring. And that is honestly, of all the big events we put on and big activities we put on, one of the more simple. And it's not simple. It takes a lot of planning, and but it looks simple from the outside. It's just a flag retirement. But we are retiring this giant flag that's hanging up over the city. We're retiring that. We really try to do it well. And that is probably the thing that we receive the most compliments on, is a lot of people just come up. We've had people come up crying and just say, thank you for everything you guys have done. That's awesome. We really do try to harness that emotion and that the weight of what we're celebrating there.
That's remarkable. And thanks for doing that. So the flag retirement ceremony then is going to roll right into the fireworks display, which is pretty remarkable.
It is. That is, at the end of the day, we have one rule on this committee is it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what you screw up. It doesn't matter what successes you have throughout the course of it. If the fireworks do not go off at 10 p.m., it is all for naught. So that is our focus at 10 p.m. We're going to be shooting off the fireworks. And we recommend everybody come on into town. It is a tremendous experience to sit in there, hear the booms, hear the people singing. Everything is choreographed to music. And by sitting out on the highway, sitting out on the gravel roads, you can't get that. And we will shoot off tens of thousands of dollars of fireworks in about 18 and a half minutes is what we're shooting for. And every bit of it will be choreographed to some sort of music. And then this is all going to go in all down there on the old football field where the full track is there at the city park. And it's all going to go right from the flag retirement ceremony right into the fireworks. And then at the end of the fireworks, you know the fireworks are over when that American flag lights up in fireworks. We've got a flag built out of fireworks, and that's always the finale. Is that thing goes off, and everyone knows it's not over until that flag goes up.
And it's but for, like you said, 18 minutes, 18 and a half minutes, it's pretty fast and furious, too. So it's a...
Yeah, it's basically one nonstop finale.
Very cool. I would encourage people to go and enjoy it, participate in all or as many of those events as you can, take it in and enjoy it. How long have you been doing this celebration, Fletcher?
We actually don't know for a fact. The New Market Area Museum has traced it back, and they have newspaper articles that show it going back into the early 1920s for sure.
Yeah.
Now, there are gaps in there, some gaps through the Depression, some gaps through World War II. There's several gaps in there on things that we can't trace for
right.
sure.
Right.
But once you get into the late 50s, it's very consistent every single year. But dating us, at least back in the early 1920s.
That's pretty remarkable, is it not?
Yeah.
What a tradition. Fletcher, are there people that we need to recognize, or do you not want to go down that path in fear of leaving someone out? But are there, as a committee or sponsors, or who do we need to recognize for this? It takes a lot of people to do what you're doing.
It does. It takes the entire city of Newmarket. It takes the entire surrounding rural area of Newmarket. And there's a lot of committee members who do it, a lot of volunteers. And then even more so, there is a lot of sponsors. This takes a lot of money to put on, and it's a ton of sponsors. So, no, I cannot go into them because I will forget some, but I would recommend everybody go to Facebook. Our sponsor list will be shown on Facebook. So go there, and you can track everything at that point.
Very cool. What else do we need to touch on, Fletcher, that we haven't?
I think that's basically it. I just want to see everyone come on out and come on into town, enjoy it in there, and have fun.
Celebrate.
We go out of our way to try to make this free to as many people as possible. and provide the best experience for as little money. We have a lot of great food vendors coming in, so there should be about everything you need inside town that day.
So show up, enjoy, participate, celebrate 250 years of freedom right there at Newmarket. Very cool. Fletcher, it's a pleasure to visit with you, and I don't know what you're doing today, but hopefully you can do it outside and enjoy this beautiful sunshine we have today.
That is the goal.
Very good. Nice to visit with you, and thank you for your time, sir. Appreciate it very much.
Yes, sir. You guys have a wonderful week, and we hope to see you on the 4th of July.
Make it a great one.
Now, the Success Journal. Here's Chris Whitting.
Percy Shaw didn't mind driving at night.